My text is from Matthew chapter 13, verse 9. Jesus said, "Listen then, if you have ears to hear." One of my favourite Christian authors is Eddie Askew, and I keep going back to his books of meditations and prayers. In one of those books called Breaking the Rules, he talks about a blind man who noticed what different sounds the rain meant, the rain made as it fell on the ground. One wet day, he went outside and stood in the garden, and he heard the patter of the rain on the shrubbery and the softer sound of the rain as it hit the wet lawn. And then there was the harsher staccato sound of the rain as it landed on the gravel path. And the rain made yet a different sound when it fell on the roof tiles. And the dripping from the leaky guttering onto a stone made a regular beat. It was all the same rain, but it made different sounds as it fell on different ground. Jesus met and spoke to many different people, but he gives different messages to those people. On one occasion, he met a very powerful madman called Legion. And Legion was possessed by many demons. Jesus cast them out and sent them into a herd of pigs, and so he healed Legion. And then he said to Legion, "Return to your own home and tell your people what the Lord has done for you." And so Legion went back to his locality and spread the good news. On another occasion, Jesus was teaching and surrounded by a large crowd, and a woman who'd suffered from severe bleeding for 12 years came up behind Jesus and touched his clothing, and she was healed. And Jesus realized that power had gone out of him, and so he asked, "Who touched me?" And when the woman owned up, Jesus said to her, "Your faith has cured you. Go in peace." On another occasion, Jesus was teaching in the temple, and some lawyers and Pharisees brought to him a woman who'd been caught committing adultery. And the lawyers and Pharisees said to him that the law required that the woman should be stoned to death, and then asked him, "What should we do?" And Jesus replied, "Anyone who of you who is faultless should throw the first stone." And they gradually disappeared. And Jesus said to the woman, "Go and sin no more." On another occasion, Jesus was talking to a large crowd, which included lawyers and Pharisees. And Jesus lambasted them for paying their tithes on the smallest of herbs, and yet forgetting the weightier demands of the law: justice, mercy, and good faith And he said to them, go and practice justice, mercy, and good faith, as well as doing the rest. When Jesus appointed the 12 apostles, he gave them three charges: to be his companions, to proclaim the gospel, and to heal the sick. And so we see that Jesus had different messages for the different people that he met. It's rather like the rain, which makes different sounds as it falls on different types of ground. You see, the message that Jesus gives to people varies according to their needs, circumstances, and abilities. But there's something that everyone requires, and that's the ability to listen. Jesus said, listen then, if you have ears. Now, I suspect that many, if not all of us, find it difficult to listen. We tend to be caught up in our own tasks and thoughts, and with the sounds of our surroundings. And so we find listening sometimes difficult. In our Old Testament reading from the first book of Kings, the prophet Elijah was fleeing from King Ahab and his wife Jezebel. And he goes to Mount Horeb, or Mount Sinai, and he shelters in a cave. And the word of the Lord comes to him and tells him to stand on the top of the mountain and to listen for the Lord's voice. And there comes a strong wind, but the Lord's not in the wind. And then there's an earthquake, but the Lord's not in the earthquake. And then there's a fire, but the Lord's not in the fire. And then there's a low murmuring sound. And the Lord speaks to Elijah in the quiet and tells him what he wants him to do. I've just had a walking holiday in the Lake District, and my favourite walk is an enlarged circle of Crummock Water. And this walk takes me into the Mosedale Valley and the Rannadale Valley. And Mosedale is particularly isolated. And as I walk the 2 miles through the valley, I only saw 3 other people, and they were all a very long way away. And at one point, I stopped, and in the quiet, I listened, and the only sounds that I could hear were the sound of the stream in the bottom of the valley and of the slight breeze. There's a story of an eagle and a mole, and the eagle decided to build his nest at the top of a great tree. And before he could start, a mole ran out from under the tree among the roots, and he squeaked to the eagle, don't do it, don't do it. And the eagle said, why not? What do you down there know about what happens up here. And so the eagle went on and built his nest in the top of the tree. And soon eggs were laid. And then the young eagles were born. And then one day the eagle came back with some food in his beak for his young family. And there was a dreadful sight. The great tree had fallen down, and with it the nest, and all the young eagles were dead. And the eagle was deeply sad, and he saw the mole, and he said to the mole, "How did you know what was going to happen?" And the mole replied, "Well, we live among the tree roots, and we know what's going on. We know which trees are rotten and are likely to fall down. If you'd have only listened to my warning, you'd have saved your family." One of the reasons why God has given us prayer is so that we can listen to him. Yes, in prayer it's right to praise God for creation, to thank him for our family and friends, to confess our sins to him, and to ask him for help for ourselves and for others. But in prayer, we also need to be quiet and to listen. Prayer isn't just about us speaking to God. It's also about God speaking to us and us listening to him. But maybe the most difficult thing is discerning the voice of God. What is God's voice, and what is merely a human voice? Well, maybe we will be able to detect God's voice if we think that God speaks to us in the light of the needs, circumstances, and abilities of ourselves and of others. Jesus healed a madman called Legion. His insanity was well known in the locality. And so when he appeared among his own folk, completely sane, he would have had a remarkable and powerful story to tell about the power and love of Jesus Christ. The woman who suffered from bleeding for 12 years must have been very distressed and at the end of her tether. And so what she needed was an inner peace and serenity. If we have family or friends who are ill or troubled in some way, well, maybe this is a clue that God will speak to us in terms of caring for them. If we are people who have good organisational and administrative abilities, then maybe this is a clue that God will speak to us and present us with the opportunity of some secretarial or administrative work with a church or charity or voluntary organisation or paid work. Paul, writing his letter to the Romans, says that one of the gifts of the Spirit is administration. When I entered the ministry, my first church was the Vine United Reformed Church in Ilford. And one of the first people I met was Eileen, who was leader of the Brownies. Now, Eileen was a good leader, and she always had a full pack. At that time, the Vine Junior Church was about 20 to 25 strong of children and young people. And three quarters of them either belonged to Eileen's Brownies or they'd been through Eileen's Brownies. Eileen had a gift of introducing children to Jesus. Think about this. Think of the human face. We have two ears and one mouth. Do you think that God is saying something to us about the importance of listening, and especially listening to Jesus? Jesus said, "Listen then, if you have ears." Amen.